We have Classified on the line with us today. He is live tonight at the Capitol Theater, a fantastic venue. We're super excited to have him. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're really good.
Doing fantastic. We're excited to have you back on the East Coast after a trip out west.
Yeah. It's been about a month on the road, so it feels good to be back in the hometown and on the East Coast.
Yes, back home for sure. Now, we have a few questions for you before your show tonight. Now, with it being your 17th studio album and having so many songs to draw from, how did you really decide on what songs you wanted to revisit for this album?
Some of them were like the obvious ones, like 3 Foot Tall, Inner Ninja, like, you know, the hits people know me for. But some of them were just like B-sides on albums that never had videos, never had, you know, never really got a lot of light that I thought kind of had something to them. So some of them were like kind of my second chance to go back and be like, oh, I really like this song, but not a lot of people heard it. So let me try to do this acoustic style version. But
true.
Yeah, no, it was difficult. Believe me, some of the songs I started, like there's probably 3 or 4 that I started working on that just didn't go how I wanted them. So, you know, we kind of restarted again. So it was a little bit of mix and match. And
little trial and error kind of thing. See what,
exactly.
See what was really working.
Yeah. Now, do you think this is like a project that you would have wanted to do if it wasn't for lockdowns, or is this something you've always dreamed of doing?
Yeah, I started this before COVID happened.
Okay.
Like, I started this probably 6-7 months before COVID, but once COVID hit in, that's kind of when I went full speed at it.
Right.
Yeah, it was one of those, okay, we can dive into this. We can still
make
this project.
Can't leave my house. Can't do anything. What am I going to do? Let me get into this.
Okay.
Good way to get
sense.
Some creativity out, right?
Yeah, and I needed that too. Like, you know, for the first month of COVID, I kind of just said, I'll wait this out. It can't be that long. And then, you know, I just noticed myself just waking up, trying to find purpose every day. And, you know, going to the studio and being creative is kind of that thing for me that keeps me moving.
Right. And your studio is right there in your home, so.
Yeah. It's
kind of that's the way to do it, right?
That's the way I've always done it, from like, you know, in the closet home studios to building this house and building a real studio onto it, so.
Yeah, you love to see it. Now, since we're doing like retrospectives, this is the theme, obviously. I've got a question. Union Dues was the last album that you put out on cassette, right?
On cassette? No, Union Dues was CD. Last one on cassette was called What Happened.
Well, then we need to have a conversation with Wikipedia because they lied to me.
Wikipedia's all messed up.
Someone's messing with
it. My name's Lucas as well.
That's not good. That's not what you want to see. But my question is, since vinyl records have made a resurgence, do you ever see a world where cassettes make a resurgence?
It's funny because they kind of are now. Like, not so much for the quality, because cassettes, you know, one of the worst qualities ever.
Yeah.
I never noticed it, so I went back and listened. But people do. Like, we put out a cassette 2 years ago, which was kind of like a greatest hits.
Oh.
And people, I think, more so just want it for, like, you know, the feel of it, to have a little cassette in their hand. But I don't know if people listen to them. But I do hear of a lot of people pressing cassettes now to bring that, you know, old school flame back to it.
Definitely.
Really?
And there's something to say, too, about just physically owning
something.
Music, right?
Yeah.
Just being able to hold it. You know, I mean, if you lose your internet, you still have this thing.
I'm just really wondering how the kids these days are going to play that cassette. But
that's a good point.
Yeah,
you know?
They probably shouldn't. Like I said, vinyl, it's cool because it came back. And vinyl sounds good. Mm-hmm. Like, vinyl sounds awesome.
Yeah, it had a purpose to come back.
Exactly. Cassettes, not so much.
What about other ventures? So, like, you've worked with some people, like Snoop Dogg, for example, has gotten into, like, some other sides of the business world, books, cartoons, wine, for example.
Yes.
Have you ever thought about getting into anything like that? Like, maybe, I don't know, a classified donaire kit or something?
Donaire kit? I don't know about that one. We did do a book, though. You know, I heard you say book.
Yep.
And I've done a couple things with some weed companies, you know, just.
I was going to say, I remember the classified high survival guides.
Oh,
there you go. There you go. But yeah, no, I'm always looking for different things. But my heart, I don't do this for business. I do it because I like making music. Like, that's why I do this. And, you know, I've been pretty fortunate. I've invested my money well. And, you know, it's not something I'm trying to be less busy so I can go to my kids' sports teams and coach the basketball teams and stuff like that.
I like that. Fair enough.
I don't need to go make a bunch more money and try all these other things. I like to make music. And I like to spend time with my kids, and that's where my head is.
Cool. I love to hear that.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I think that's the better answer than anything else you could have been offering, right?
No,
it's just like, yeah, you can put anything else in the world, but why not put it into your family?
Exactly. 100%. I think more people need to do that, honestly.
Yes, seriously.
It's one of the few perks, I think, to the COVID era is the amount of time people got to spend with family members.
Yeah, yeah. Also, probably one of the negative sides of it as well.
That's true, right? Yeah, I guess. If you don't live together, then...
Yeah, I know a couple couples that, you know, never spent that much time together. They didn't make it through. So it's, you know, it kind of goes both ways. You appreciate that time you get, and then you're kind of like, eh. Being away from them sometimes makes you appreciate them more as well sometimes.
Yeah, sure. Very true. Very, very true. So the show tonight, what would you say that the people of Moncton should be expecting? Is it campfire vibes? What are we thinking?
It's campfire vibes. It's kitchen party vibes.
Nice.
Living room vibes. Like, I wanted it to, you know, I've toured Canada many times, and it was always, you know, come out concert, rah-rah, hype. This, I wanted to feel like people came to my house, and we're just hanging out in my living room. We're sitting there, we do a couple songs, we tell some jokes. It's just very personable. It's, you know, a lot more about the songwriting, the storytelling, and then just the vibe in the room, the energy of the people. And, you know, it's very wide open. People are talking to me during the show, requesting songs.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a very different type of show, but it's been going over really well.
Yeah, that's a really cool vibe. So safe to say, if people have been to a Classified show before, they have not been to this Classified show.
Not like this one. No, very different. And just like, you know, with the storytelling, like, I'm seeing people laugh in the crowd. I'm seeing people cry in the crowd. I'm seeing people bring their kids or even their mom and dad out who've never been to a hip-hop show, and they seem to be really getting into it and understand, like, the whole vibe of what's going on.
I feel like this is a real East Coast vibe.
It is. Definitely, like, kitchen party.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Chilling, sitting around, the guitar is strumming, we're going in. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
Wicked.
So do you have anybody up on stage with you tonight?
Yeah, like, I have my guitar player, Brett Matthews, and my keyboard player, Owen Lee, O-Sound. They perform the whole show with me, and then Renee Smith's opening up, and she'll come back up, and yeah, we do lots of mix and matching.
Fantastic. Awesome, man. Well, I hope the show tonight is as great as every other show has been on this tour, and I hope the people of Moncton are good to you.
I appreciate it, man. I think they will be. Last time I played the Capitals with David Miles, it was a great show.
Wicked. So. Yeah, such a great venue, too. Super cool.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for tonight.
Fantastic, man. Well, we hope you have a wonderful show tonight. I'm sure you will. There's no doubt in my mind. But, yeah, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Well, good. Thank you, guys.